7:18. It must admit I haven't been paying a great deal of attention to the superannuation situation, but there have been many vocal critics over the government's early access to super scheme, including Paul Keating, who earlier this week blasted as ideologically motivated intergenerational theft. But it may not be as bad as they thought. Brendan Coates is an economist at the Grattan Institute. Brendan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So you're entitled to rip out 20 grand, you know, 10 grand at a time. 10 grand now, 10 grand later, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
And your analysis says, hey, listen, it might not all be that bad.
Yeah, so everyone should think very carefully before they take the money out. And obviously these are pretty tough economic times, you know, we're here in Victoria and, you know, there's not a lot of people at work at the moment. But the hit to your retirement income, if you do it, is not as big as what I think has been commonly portrayed. Basically because, yes, if you take 20 grand out of your super, you will miss out on those foregone compounding returns from when you take it out until you retire in 30 years' time. But the flip side is that you'll probably get a larger age pension, certainly if you're anything like a middle-income earner. And so the hit to your retirement income, you know, if you're someone earning, say, $60,000 a year, the hit to your retirement income might only be about $900 a year, which is obviously something that it's a hit to people's incomes, but it's a lot smaller than some of the numbers that have been bandied around by the industry in recent months.
So, Brendan, if I took 20K out now of my super, what would that compound to in 30 years? A question without notice, I know, but I'm hoping you've got the answer.
Oh, well, it depends on how old you are. But let's for example, assume that you're 35. Then the hit to your super balance of retirement is about $58,000.
Okay.
Obviously, if you're a bit older, then the hit to your balance is smaller, and therefore the hit to your own actual retirement income is less.
In other words, there's more incentive to take this money out the older you are.
Yeah, the hit to your retirement income is less the older you are because you're missing out on compounding for fewer years of your remaining working life.
Okay, so there'll be people automatically thinking, can I take it out, give it to my children, and you know, and do all that sort of thing.
Tell us,
Brendan, middle income spectrum. What just define for us what middle income spectrum is?
Yeah, so the average Australian worker earns about $55,000 to $60,000 a year. You know, so. You know, that's the sort of the midpoint, and that's the group that we're really talking about. So most Australians in future, you know, if you're in your 30s or 40s today and you're retiring in, say, 20, 30 years' time, you're going to end up on a part pension. So you probably won't get a full pension, but you won't get no pension at all.
What if they change the pension rules?
I think the changes to the pension rules are unlikely, and if they were to change them, they'd probably relax the assets test, which means that you probably have even more money in retirement. You've got to remember, the average, you know, average voter in Australia is approaching 50, and it's going to be a brave government that's going to cut back on pensions as the population ages and the average voter's getting older.
Brendan, last question. Have you taken any out?
No, I'm not eligible. And I think that's important, is that you should only be taking the money out if you are eligible. That's how the scheme is designed. And one of the issues, I think, the one issue with the scheme is that essentially at the moment you don't have to prove that you're eligible to take the money out. That was fair enough in March, but it's probably a mistake today.
Good on you, Brendan. Brendan Coates from the Grattan Institute.